USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Dorian is now a hurricane as it heads toward the eastern coast of Puerto Rico. Residents are preparing for heavy rain and high winds only 2 years after enduring Hurricane Maria's devastation. After making landfall in Puerto Rico, the hurricane is expected to grow into a Category 3 hurricane as it heads towards the eastern coast of Florida. As far as what Puerto Rico can expect,
even if the center of the storm does not go over Puerto Rico, they will experience strong tropical storm force winds with possible wind gusts to hurricane force.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Joe Dunford says any withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan will be based on conditions in the war-torn country.
Any agreement that we have moving forward, the President's been very clear, is going to be conditions-based.
During a Pentagon briefing, Dunford also expressed hope about a diplomatic solution between the Afghan government and Taliban. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
On Wednesday, Vice President Mike Pence delivered remarks at the 101st American Legion National Convention in Indianapolis, Indiana. He spoke about the increase in funding with military hospitals.
This year alone, the VA has processed more than 1.2 million claims for compensation and increased the number of appeals decisions by 70%. We're off to a great start making sure that our veterans are getting the health care that you earned, but we're going to keep pressing on it.
Another Republican lawmaker is leaving Capitol Hill. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Senator Johnny Isakson says he'll retire at the end of the year, saying in a statement that he suffers from Parkinson's and the disease is progressing. The Georgia Republican has chaired the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. His term was to end in 2022. Isakson served in the U.S. House before moving to the Senate in 2005. He's 74 years old.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi says that authorities seized enough fentanyl to wipe out a small state in a recent drug bust. She's also calling on China to get their act together to stop the flow of the lethal opioid. Bondi also has a message for parents out there.
Well, and one thing that parents need to know, Ainsley, and you and I think have talked about this, it's so important. What they're doing, what these creative drug dealers are doing, they are lacing. So it only takes a few grains of fentanyl to kill you. For instance, if it's airborne, and you see when our first responders, our police officers, even our drug dogs are going into these buildings and finding it, they're passing out and could die but for naloxone and Narcan, which is an antidote for it. So what parents need to know is they're sending it China directly to the U.S. or they're sending it through Mexico and putting it in a pill form. They put them in pill presses and do not take a pill. If someone tries to give you, I'm not exaggerating, a Tylenol and you do not know them, don't take it. Don't take Adderall, Xanax. That's kind of the, you know, drug of choice for students at school. You can buy them for a couple bucks because they're often laced with fentanyl. In Florida alone, five young men dropped dead in 3 days. They thought they were buying either a Xanax or an Adderall pill, and it was laced with just a few grains of fentanyl. So people need to know when they're not necessarily trying to buy it, that it could kill them.
Bondi was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.